the ladder's weighted end came whipping down. It fell on the wrong side of the tail that was jutting out of the door. The tail was wedged over. Zit, feeling quite brave, reached in, waited for a correct roll of the drone, released the magnetic brake, shifted the plane with a massive heave only a cyclo could manage, and reset the brake. Good. Now he could get the cable ladder end where it belonged. He had clearance between it and the door edge. He lashed the lower end to a floor beam. The lowering safety wire gave trouble, for it kept flying out into the wind stream. Zit radioed Nup to haul it back. Devil with it. He didn't need it. Zit reached into the battle plane and pulled out a coil of safety wire from it. Then he couldn't figure out how to use it. He tied it to the battle plane in its proper ring, but he didn't like the idea of being tied here. Suppose the plane moved or something. He left the safety wire on the floor plates. Devil with it.
Ore basket!
He demanded of Nup. It came down. It was heavy enough not to fly around in the 300-mile-an-hour blast of cold air. As Zit tied the cartridge bag into it, he realized he hadn't inspected it for fuel. It probably also had ammunition cartridges in it. Well, who knew? They might need both. As soon as they flew off, he was going to gun this interior, blow this battle plane to bits, and just make sure. Damn animal. Damn turtle. A new thought hit him. It was a long way down. He better grab the jet backpack. Very gingerly, he reached an arm into the compartment and got it. There were two there. He brought out both. He threw one over the side and put the other on. Left the animal with no out. But of course the animal was dead. And good riddance. Damn turtle.
You all set?
He demanded on the radio. Nup said he was. But where was the fuel? Zit let him pull up the fuel in the ore net.
You got it?
Demanded Zit.
Yes. I'm trying to check. Just let me remove the spent empties and make sure the size...
Blast you for a dim-witted crud! Stand by to steady that ladder! I'm sick of being down here in this crap-infested, monkey-cursed drone! I'll take care of the refuel when I get up there! Don't put an ammunition cartridge into the fuel sleeves! I'm coming up, and right now!
But he didn't come right now. He looked at the radio and then took his wrench out of his boot and slashed the radio to bits. Of course, he'd be shooting this thing to pieces in just minutes. But caution was always best. Zit grabbed the cable ladder rungs and started up. He looked up. It was not a short climb. The Mark 32 cut off the wind stream quite a bit, but it was still a strong blast. He paused, made sure his mask wouldn't blow off, and climbed up the ladder.